This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Conversation Wednesday, middle of the week. That's probably redundant for me to say that. Most everybody knows that, right? Actually, the middle of the week, if we were to split hairs, is sometime early Thursday morning if you take Sunday to Sunday, right? 7 days divided by 3.5. You got that? Want to do the math? Or you want to talk about
week,
the virus?
Yeah, it is. Day.
Kind of. Well, not anymore because nobody's working.
Other than
you and me
working.
And a few other people. Yeah, right.
Well,
here,
a lot
there,
of people, yeah, not everybody. A lot of people are from
that's
home.
That's true. So what do we have to discover on the DJV program in this hour? It's Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer, you want to update us on the deal that has been reached to come up with a couple of trillion bucks to help everybody out? Everybody's getting a check. Hooray!
Well, everybody will probably get a check, but this took a long time for Democrats and Republicans in Congress to actually come together on a deal that's now $2 trillion. Remember, at first it was just $1 trillion. Now it's $2 trillion.
Two!
One of the sticking points, and this is actually, I think, this one's fine by me, is that the stimulus money cannot, or the loans and grants can't be used by anyone in the administration or in Congress that owns a business. Yeah, because one of the big upsets from the Democrats was that Trump was going to use it for the Trump properties. Well, they put in a stipulation that says nobody in the government can access that.
Did they know that for a fact, or are they just speculating? Did they know he was going to... His company
no, they didn't know if he was going to do it. That's just it, nobody, you know.
Politics.
Just don't, right.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I think
not that he should,
people,
but under the circumstances.
I think because he has talked about, and he's not wrong, he's talked about the hotel business, and I think that's where people, you know, needing help, and I think that's where probably some people were thinking, okay, he's going to try to make a plea for the Trump hotels.
I think especially,
his hotel in D.C. is for sale and it's underwater, so I think that's where it came from.
Yeah, after we saw multiple people in the government selling stock this week to benefit off of it, I'm glad to see at least some precautions. So and that doesn't have anything to do with Trump. I just mean that I don't want to see any more people in the government benefiting off of it.
And that's legitimate and reasonable. Yeah. All right, so what do we get?
Okay, so here's what else is in it. So this is the $1,200 per person that's going to be given out twice to Americans. There's probably going to be follow-ups to this that would actually give more money. There's a $367 billion program for small businesses to keep making payroll while workers are forced to stay home. There are rescue packages in here for small businesses, essentially. There was $500 billion for subsidized loans to larger industries. That includes the airlines, given also that Democrats wanted to have them add in carbon emission restrictions. That's also in there as well. Hospitals would get significant help from this bill.
All right, go back, back up a little bit. The carbon emissions applies to whom and how?
The airline industry.
So the airlines have to do something different than what they're doing now in order to get the money.
And that's what Democrats wanted. But they actually, I think they ended up coming in with some sort of carbon emission restriction, but I don't know how.
But the airlines don't make the airplanes.
It wasn't just the airlines, though. It was. It's also the fossil fuel industry.
The manufacturers.
Bailouts.
Yeah.
And so, and that's where that was
a nickel.
Sticking.
The way they are gouging
everybody. Well, that was exactly what Democrats said.
Yeah, thank you. No, no. But airlines, whole different kettle of fish. So, all right, I just wanted to make sure we had that clear, Jen. Thank you. Go ahead.
Sure.
What else?
So it's also for the families, for the small businesses. What else did we do? We did larger businesses. So that's pretty much what's in that bill. Actually, I think we covered the broad strokes of what's in
it. So the compromises were easily made, hard fought?
No.
How?
It's been going since Sunday. Mm-hmm. And, I know we're trying to avoid the politics, but Democrats came in on, Nancy Pelosi came in on Sunday, and they were supposed to vote on Sunday, but she came in and she said, nope, this is what I want added to this bill. And so it was ridiculous things, like $35 million for the Kennedy Center, a solar panel tax credit. There were a whole list of, like, items that had nothing to do with the coronavirus, stuff for Planned Parenthood that were shoved into this bill. And so that's what caused the back and forth for two votes that wouldn't go through, and then a third vote finally that went through late last night after a lot of negotiating back and forth with Steve Mnuchin involved and Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell going back and forth. They finally got it. Now, I think Nancy Pelosi finally realized that she wasn't going to get her $35 million for the Kennedy Center, so she decided that she would do a unanimous vote if they were able to get the Senate bill passed, which they were. So now they will not call back the House, I would imagine, at least this is the plan. They won't call back the House. They'll just vote unanimous consent, and then this will end up maybe on the president's desk by later today.
All right. So there's
the
loans.
Planned Parenthood thing, that's not for abortion. This is for health care.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, well, it's for health care that's related to what's going on right now with the coronavirus.
Planned Parenthood shouldn't be dealing with coronavirus. The money should go to the hospitals that are dealing with it. Respirators and ventilators.
I get that. I'm saying, though, is there are women out there who now have no jobs, who Planned Parenthood was going to cut their fees so that if women need health care, women still have to go to the gynecologist. They still need mammograms. Women, that's what Planned Parenthood,
this
that's what that funding
is
for.
Coronavirus bill. This is, and that's what bothers me about all this.
But
this
is related to people being laid off by the coronavirus.
Right,
women
so
who still need health care.
This the bottom line is what I would like to know, and I don't know this far, in terms of the usual gobbledygook that gets spread around about Planned Parenthood, that it's just an abortion clinic, which is completely wrong.
Okay, no one has ever said that. I actually think that there's a use
finished
for
what
Planned
I was
Parenthood.
Say. Yeah, there is.
I mean,
so why wouldn't any health care, how about my doctor who doesn't have hospital, he doesn't go to the hospital, not talking about Ken, I'm talking about my local doctor here, he's not going to have the ability to help others, because I don't understand that. I don't get, if you're not attached directly to a hospital, you don't get any money to help people?
No, but I think that the money and the resources need to go to the hospitals, which
I
is what
that.
Is going
I don't
to be
agree
overrun.
That. I don't agree so, that with that at all. There are plenty of people who can get
there
help
are doctors
from
and
doctors.
Businesses. Yeah, I mean, if they're small businesses, they can access the money just like all the other small businesses can. I would say the same thing.
I mean, this isn't bailing out plastic surgeons. This is women's health care, you know?
Right.
Well, everybody's
health care. But I love my doctor, but I don't think that my doctor should be built into the stimulus practice. I think that if he's having issues with his small business, then he applies for a small business grant. You know,
Before I become more critical, I'd like to dig around a little bit more in that. I don't buy that at all. I think anybody involved in healthcare needs to be stimulated so that they can help the people who are their clients, their patients, people who need help, who may not be able to, for whatever the reason, not everybody's going to be able to get to the hospital. I know here in the town of Framingham.
No one should go to the hospital either. I mean, if you have things other than coronavirus that you've been impacted by, say women's health care, you can't afford to go somewhere because you lost your job. I mean, you shouldn't be going to the hospital for that right now anyway,
right,
because they're already so packed full. You should be trying to go elsewhere.
I think we need to dig into the weeds a little to find out a little bit more about that. What I am looking at is the money for the airlines. What they made them do is sign a stipulation that says there will be no buybacks, no stock buybacks, because that's what the airlines do.
That was a big sticking point.
Yeah,
and by the way, I think that's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. Absolutely. I'm with you on that one. It's not clear to me how Boeing, or if Boeing, is going to be helped. The airlines are.
That's another one I have a real problem with. I don't think Boeing should be helped.
No,
I understand that they're struggling. I understand they're a great American company, but you know what? They were in trouble way before this virus came around.
This was all their own doing, too.
It was. They dug their own hole. All right, so that pretty much oversees that. So on the health side of things, here is a stark warning. For those of you, or those who, if they aren't of you, those who would be dumb enough to try to look at the ingredients in some of the things, for example, the malaria, the drug that is supposed to help people in combination with the Z-Pak. So apparently somebody has died, and the wife is in critical condition after they took this how do you pronounce it,
hydroxychloroquine.
Okay.
But they took chloroquine. They took chloroquine phosphate, which is used for koi ponds. And in fact, the wife will even tell you, who's still alive and in critical care, that they just had some lying around because she used to have a koi pond, and so they decided to take it preventively to try to not get coronavirus.
Yeah, I mean, this is one thing where
they were in their 60s. These two.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how they made it this long. Yeah, I don't know how they made it this long in life to be this stupid. And both of them, well, the husband's dead, but the wife has now been blaming Trump. And I this is one thing that I'm no fan of Trump's, but she said that they got the idea because Trump tweeted about this drug, and that's where they got the idea to take it from. This is so not Trump's fault. This is just absolute ridiculousness that this woman is trying to blame it on one of his tweets. He tweeted about what would have been given as a prescription from a doctor. He did not say anything about milligrams. He didn't tell people to take it if they had it at home. This is one thing that really...
The height of stupidity.
Yeah, this I don't defend much for him, but this is not his fault.
News media outlets reported it that, you know, drug touted by Trump kills man. It's like they don't say that it's aquarium cleaner.
It's another example that people need to, like, tune out a little bit, turn off their TVs, stop going on the internet
Karen,
because it's just...
It's an example of people who are just so poorly educated. They haven't been taught to think in school.
Well, that's what I mean. They're so scared right now that apparently they're desperate enough to do something like this.
Trying to take it preventatively. They don't even have COVID. It's
very weird.
Well, it will serve as a warning, hopefully, for lots of other people who might have done that.
I hope it also doesn't...
Koi pond cleaner.
Yeah, I hope it teaches people that lesson. I hope it doesn't make people scared that eventually, if this is approved to treat COVID, that people aren't then scared to take it because they think it's going to be worse than the coronavirus.
Celebrities that are talking about it, I know I laugh because I'm talking about Colton from The Bachelor way too much, but he said, I don't know if you've been following him, Kara, but he's like, oh, I feel a lot better today, and he's one that was given that combination. Daniel Day Kim's another one who's been saying that
he had it.
They both had it. Yeah. What saved him is taking that combination. So
Here's something that might help you out a lot. I did this yesterday. I was talking about it when I was on the air. Just take the pillows off your bed, if they're my pillows, and throw them in the washer and throw them in the dryer, and they will be safe. You will be safe and sound. You don't have to throw your pillows away. Most of the people that I know who don't have my pillows have been trying to find new pillows because they know that the pillow is a source, along with sheets and other things, mattresses, things that are in your bedroom that will harbor these nasty little son of a guns that are in the virus. With my pillow, you don't have to do that. All you do is take the sheets off. I hope you have a pillow cover also. You can get that from my pillow. Take that off, wash the pillow, dry the pillow. And if you don't have my pillows, now's the time to get them because they have a company-wide BOGO sale going on. Buy one, get one free. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. These things are selling like hotcakes. His factory apparently is open because it's one of those things. I don't know, how do they figure what's the standard for, because the auto industry is closed down. A lot of factories are closed because they aren't considered essential. Apparently this stuff is considered essential, and it is. Having healthy, you got to have a healthy bedroom. My pillow is the international favorite now. People buying these pillows all over the world, guaranteed to be the most comfortable mattress toppers and pillows you can find. My pillow, buy one pillow, get one free. Use the DJV code when you are online at mypillow.com. What a fabulous American company, and something that certainly is on the top of our minds. How do we stay safe? And how do we make sure that the environment we're in is safe, having pillows and beds, everything? I changed mine again yesterday. All my sheets, pillows, the whole deal. 21 after the hour.
Join Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Rise and shine.
I'm awake.
The Pretenders, like a lot of artists, have decided to push back the release date of their upcoming album in light of what's going on, obviously. The retail stores are closed, so who are they going to sell this to? The album's called Hate for Sale, which wouldn't attract me to the store to buy it. It's now going to come out in the middle of July. The band did share a new teaser from the LP unveiling this song, Hate for Sale. You want to listen? Do we want to even embrace this?
I think you're misinterpreting what the point of it is. I think it's a political statement about people buying into the hate that is spewed on the news and the hate that is, you know, all the hate that we're seeing around the world, hate crimes and things like that. I think that it's I think it's an important statement actually right now when you see what everything that's going on around the world with racism and racist crimes and things like that.
The two-hour FBI thing on the Dick Wolf show, the FBI shows that are on CBS were about that last night.
Yeah.
The whole thing was about
sad,
it.
Trending
like
hate.
Crazy.
What was the FBI thing?
Last night,
yeah, right. Well, it was pretty poignant, pretty strong stuff, actually. Chrissy said it would be fair to say that this song is our tribute to the punk band. I consider the most musical of the genre, The Damned. Last week, the Pretenders shared the album's lead single, The Buzz. Didn't we play that yesterday? Is that what we played yesterday?
Mm-hmm. That's what this one is.
This is a good song. I like this one.
Sounds more like the Pretenders, doesn't it? Her.
Yeah.
And guitarist James Walborn. Hines said of writing with Walborn for the first time, I wanted to write with him since day one. James especially sought after, has recorded with Jerry Lee Lewis. Wow, he's been around for a while. Dave Grohl of the Depeche Mode and the Rails. We always planned on writing while on the road, but as anyone in the band will tell you, being on tour is a procrastinator's dream come true. The band still plans on kicking off their tour as part of the album in May. in Washington. I think that may be, I don't know, at this point, this is going to be supposedly the worst week for spreading this stuff around here in our country. And so maybe we'll be safe. What did the president say? Is they wanted to be out by Easter? I don't know about that.
Maybe parts of the country, but...
Maybe some parts, yep.
Yeah.
Lindsay Buckingham up next here at 26 after the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you. Lindsay, we also talked about Lindsay Buckingham last week, now announcing the postponement of his solo tour because of the obvious. From Fleetwood Mac, he had put together a 12-day tour. Supposed to start in Las Vegas on April 25th. He says, quote, in understanding what's going on, we're having to postpone my tour due to the situation. Buckingham tweeted, we are in the process of rescheduling the dates. Please contact your venue for more info. Full rescheduled dates will be announced as soon as possible. The tour was going to be his first since suffering from a heart attack in February of last year. He underwent open-heart surgery, sustained vocal cord damage. Anybody heard what he sounds like as he gets...
No.
No.
I don't think he's released any new music since, except he just played guitar on the Killers song, but yeah. He didn't sing on it.
The song is called Caution, by the way, from the Killers. Had a wonderful time, he said, with the Killers playing on their new single. Go check it out. He parted ways with Fleetwood Mac. He was replaced by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Mike Campbell, and Neil Finn from Crowded House. In different venues. So that's the Lindsay Buckingham update, 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes, so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In effect, this is a wartime level of investment into our nation.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republicans saying the Senate and the Trump administration and Democrats have reached a deal for a $2 trillion coronavirus economic stimulus package.
The men and women of the greatest country on earth are going to defeat this coronavirus.
The agreement coming after 5 straight days of intense negotiations on the bill to provide relief for businesses and laid off workers. Democrats had been complaining that the initial bill did not provide enough assistance for American workers. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has been quiet about his campaign plans for days now, but the Vermont senator says he is looking forward to taking part in a Democratic debate with Joe Biden this April. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's 34 at the hour on the Wednesday DJD program. Ladies, you'll be happy to know that we have a double play going on here. There was a new data stream released yesterday by those who are running these formatically charged stations with our news talk format, the conversation stations. The American public seems to be so hungry for information, solution to all the changing stuff. I mean, every day there's new ways of fixing things and dealing with things, understanding things. So stations that are carrying this program and others that are like it, that are, they're not, the political stations are not seeing a rise, but the information stations are seeing quite a strong rise.
It's not a time for opinion, really, right? I mean, I think people just kind of want to get away from that and and figure out what, you know, what they can do to save their own life.
I want to go to New York, but before I, let's go to Ohio first. A little town called Clintonville, Ohio, where this 9-year-old girl named Tara Teen put on a suit. Tara's a boy. His sister's name is Calliope. She's six. They are from a musical family, as you can imagine, listening to the name of the young lady. They have a next-door neighbor who's 78 years old. They were worried about her as she was self-quarantined, living alone. And so they set up a concert on her porch, 6 feet away from the lady, and they just played for her. She needed groceries, so they went out. The mother went out and got groceries for this lady. And they had the use of the lady's piano, apparently. So they said, how about a concert? And that's what they did. At noontime. Yeah, I thought it was kind of cute. For 30 minutes, the two youngsters played some music that she had been learning in her music classes. It was delightful. They all had a laugh. They enjoyed it. See, and they kept their safe distance. But it just shows you what people can do if they have the time, the interest as much as anything else. Here's a lady all alone, didn't have
the ability to go to the grocery. And the ingenuity to think about that.
Yeah.
You know what?
Right.
This is a great way to use our talents.
Yep. That's great. Good. Okay, so what's going on in New York, Victoria?
Man, what is going on in New York?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So New York is in a really bad spot right now, and I know we've all seen Governor Cuomo on TV a lot, and yesterday he got pretty fired up that the ventilators that he's been talking about that the hospitals in New York desperately need. New York now has more than half of the cases in the country are in New York City. So 25,000 cases, and I'm sure today we'll see that number rise. It's been doubling every other day. And so he said that New York State needs 30,000 more ventilators on top of the 7,000 that they actually have right now. And he said that the apex of this virus is going to arrive as soon as 14 days. It might actually be sooner than that because this virus is spreading so quickly. There is no real containment anymore. The doctors have all said in New York they've moved way beyond trying to contain this, and now they're just trying to keep people alive and keep people from dying from it. And so what Cuomo's really upset about is that there's a current federal stockpile of 20,000 ventilators, and they're not being released. And I guess this is part of FEMA, and he said FEMA offered yesterday to give him 400 ventilators, and he goes, 400 ventilators? I need 30,000. And he said, you're missing the magnitude of this problem. And so I think part of this, and Jen, you probably know better, but part of, I think, the reason that these 20,000 ventilators are in the stockpile and they are not being released is because the act that President Trump signed forced companies into making, like, World War II time, you know, wartime, and it forces companies into shifting their business to make things that are, you know, needed supplies. I think part of that is, part of whatever that act is, I feel like it has something to do with this stockpile as well, because I don't see a reason why FEMA would keep 20,000 ventilators in a warehouse and not send them to where they need to be. But that's what Cuomo's really upset about right now. He said right now their doctors are trying to experiment with using one ventilator for two patients to maximize equipment. He said it's difficult to perform, it's experimental. He said, but they have no choice in New York but to try this out. And so if they don't get these ventilators in the next 5 to 10 days, it's going to be the death of a lot of people who don't need to die. And so we're probably over the next few days going to see more and more of Governor Cuomo on TV pleading with FEMA to get the supplies that they need. But in terms of masks and things like that and hospital gowns, that seems to be coming from FEMA and the state as well. New York is already starting to manufacture their own hand sanitizer, and so they couldn't buy it, so they started manufacturing it on their own. But the ventilators remain the number one thing here. So I don't know.
Trump did an interview yesterday. Oh, sorry. Just a follow up on the ventilators. Trump did a town hall with with Mike Pence and with Deborah Birx and Jerome Adams, the Surgeon General, and they were on Fox yesterday during the day, and it repeated yesterday in the evening, and he was asked about that, and he said he was going to help direct FEMA in releasing more ventilators to New York. But what was interesting, and this is something I didn't know about, and the same thing happened in California, is apparently California and New York cut down their emergency health fund for whatever reason. And so the money, and this is not to point blame, but the reason that there are so many different there's so many issues going on right now in both California and New York where they're scrambling is I guess they had cut their emergency health budget in lieu of other things. And so, again, when we look at the federal government, we look at how do we get into this situation, I think moving forward we're going to learn in those states not to cut down emergency health reserves, just like the federal government is going to want to cut down its emergency defense. So, I don't know, just a little
I don't know, but whoever, this isn't, you know, like you said, and I agree, this is not a time for blame. This is a time for action. So
right, that's why
30,000
yeah,
ventilators
that's
are needed.
Shortages for them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think they're trying to, I don't know, Trump said he was going to direct FEMA to try to, you know, help fill the need of New York. But that's, I guess, what causes the problem when they're that short. It's because they're supposed to have it in their own fund and they don't. And the same thing is happening in California right now.
You're talking about hand sanitizer. I see that Tito's Vodka has they're working, they're making their own hand sanitizer, telling people not to use the vodka by itself as a disinfectant. Was it last week? That was the first big story.
I think it was 2 weeks ago, yeah.
So
they told people, hey, everyone, don't try washing your hands with vodka. It's not going to work.
Well, so they're using their facilities to produce the proper combo of ingredients for a hand sanitizer, right? That's what they're doing now. So they have already produced 24 tons of hand sanitizer that they say adheres to industry and governmental guidance. They're testing their formula, procuring the necessary components of supplies, preparing for production. They have the ingredients and equipment to make that 24 tons of sanitizer over the next week or two. They want to make more as it's needed. They also noted that it will be giving away the hand sanitizer free to communities that are most in need, which is a good move on their part. Thank you. The move comes after the Alcohol and Tobacco Tax and Trade Bureau announced that they are permitting distillers to produce ethanol-based hand sanitizer. Isn't that nice of them?
But you know what? They're getting paid, too. That's the thing. We're hearing a lot about companies shifting their organizations and shifting everything.
Keeping
them
alive.
That's great. But it is keeping them alive, and they are getting paid for this. And also, hospitals, one of the things that Bethany Frankel, from people know her from the Housewives of New York, but she has her Be Strong Foundation that she does disaster relief. And she said, you know, look, any time that any hospital buys the masks and things from her organization, they're going to get reimbursed. Mm-hmm. So it's not like this is just all charity. This is also a way that small businesses and fashion designers who aren't doing anything right now, this is a way for them to stay afloat. So it's a win-win for everyone.
Here's another good story about somebody helping out. The mayor of a panhandle city in Florida says he's not going to take his salary while the city is struggling with the problems that we have. So he's going to donate his paycheck to help residents pay their bills. His name is Grover Robinson IV. He asked the city to donate his salary to Pensacola Energy, city sanitation services, also to help people pay their utility bills. He said, quote, I'm not going to ask you to lose your salary if I'm not willing to do the same. He is a real estate developer. He makes $100,000 a year as the mayor. He issued business restrictions last week to slow down the spread. And so the restaurants and whatever is out of business, people are working in there and they need help paying their bills. The mayor is happy to help out. So that's been
more and more people should do this.
Yep.
That's a good leader.
It is. All right. Sports things of interest here at 44 after the hour. Japan and the International Olympic Committee agreeing to push the games to next year. The decision came after a lot of conversations. These poor kids that have been working so hard, but they have no place to practice now. They can't get together, so the games wouldn't be any good anywhere. They wouldn't be at their best. So the games which started, the modern games, go back to 1896. The Olympic Games go back to the earlier times in, I think, 300, 400 B.C.? The Greeks had them? Maybe a little later than that. Three other times the games were pushed back were in World War I and World War II. So this is like a war. It is, in a manner of speaking. It's like a war. It is, when you think about what the circumstances are. What I'm finding interesting is what's going on as a radio guy. Seeing what people are doing with their radio stations, the sports radio stations are digging into their archives. For example, WGN in Chicago has long been the station where the Chicago Blackhawks broadcast. So they've been digging out old games like the Stanley Cup playoffs and running those on weekends for people to listen to. And apparently people are finding them very entertaining if they don't remember the games. I guess probably the TV stations, the ESPN stuff, they're doing the same sort of thing because they got nothing to report on. The NBA announced that the staffers were getting pay cuts, but as that happened, the Philadelphia 76ers shifted course. And I guess what they were, you know, all of these teams have lots of money. And so why wouldn't you pay? There was a story I think we talked about yesterday. Some of the teams were saying they weren't going to pay their players because there weren't any games going on. And that isn't the fault of anybody under the circumstances. So the Philadelphia 76ers said they were going to cut the pay of all of their full-time staffers and players, but then there was a lot of public blowback, and that changed apparently fairly quickly last night. The guy who owns the team said clearly it was the wrong decision to make. Yep, I guess probably it was. Originally they said if you make more than $50,000, we're going to cut your pay. So that didn't go over well. Today, I don't know what we're going to do about this. It's International Waffle Day. Waffle House is closed. Damn it.
You can make some. A lot of people making waffles at home.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of waffle recipes online.
Yep. It was first celebrated in Sweden. It started as a yearly tradition on March 25th, the day which the people of Sweden celebrate Our Lady's Day. I'm not trying to pronounce that, Victoria, in the Swedish. Varfugagen. Is that how you pronounce it? Varfugagen.
Do you think I know?
Like that.
Varfugagen. It's a holiday 9 months before Christmas. Good God, we're talking about Christmas already. Well, it is. Today is the 25th, and it is only 9 months. Figure out how many days, shopping days before Christmas. I guess that word means waffle in Swedish, with no direct relation to any religious holiday. It's become a sort of international hit because people love waffles. They do. I love waffles with good maple syrup on them. Yum, 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 yum. All right, so let's see. Let's find out what's on. The television schedule has been changed somewhat because they're not making any new product. So they're trying to, I think you're going to see a lot of reruns starting in the next month or so. I think there already have been. So I turned on something the other night, and it was something that I recognized that had been on already. I forget what show it was. It wasn't Bull, but it was... No, it was Bull, as a matter of fact. Yeah, it was Bull. All right, so what do we have, Jennifer, that looks like it'll be cool?
Well, I think the ladies will like this one. CMT does a show called Crossroads, where they take a singer from another genre of music and they match them with a country music artist. And so this week, it's pop singer Halsey and Kelsey Ballerini, who will be matched together, which should be pretty good. They're going to do a duet of Halsey's single Graveyard and a classic Dreams version of Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. So that's pretty cool. Eating History is also new tonight. That's on the History Network. Never heard of this show. It's a series premiere. Brand new, where two brave people go undercover to taste test vintage food. Tonight's treat will be a bag of Fritos from 1979. That's on History Tonight at 10 o'clock.
Stretch.
I know that seems... Well, you
Stretch.
Know, hey, look, they're looking for stuff.
Stretch.
And then on the networks tonight, Survivor is new tonight on CBS. That's at 8 o'clock, followed by SEAL Team and SWAT at 10 o'clock. And the Chicago's are new. I know you like those, Dougie, on NBC. Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD. And for Victoria on Fox, The Masked Singer at 8 o'clock.
Oh, nice.
All right, there it is. That's the schedule for television. Everybody's watching more and more of that sort of thing. It's 10 before the hour.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
TikTok time is 53 past the hour here on the DJV program. First story with the focus Victoria has is on Verizon, which is doing what as a result of the health situation, Victoria?
Well, they've announced that they're automatically adding 15 gigs of high-speed data to wireless plans in response to the coronavirus. And so they announced that they're going to waive overage charges and late fees for those affected by the crisis. They're going to waive internet and voice service for those on its discount lifeline plan.
They're going to waive them, or are they going to put them off? That's the thing.
No, they're going to waive them.
Saying, well, my interest doesn't add up to
for the next. Yeah, but from March 25th through April 30th, everything's going to be waived. After that, who knows? If we're still in the same situation, then they'll probably reassess. But essentially, what's happening is if you have a Verizon wireless plan, if you're not the Lifeline plan, but if you're on a regular wireless plan, then you're automatically going to see 15 gigs of data added to it, and you're not going to get charged for it. So the Lifeline plan is that's their discount plan that is similar to the T-Mobile Connect plan that we talked about yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so this is Verizon's version of it. And this is, again, this is part of the FCC's 60-day Keep Americans Connected pledge. And that pledge asked all the U.S. service providers to not terminate service for residential or small business customers if they can't afford their bills anymore. They also asked them to waive late fees incurred as a result of this, and so Verizon's also offering Wi-Fi hotspots to Americans who need them. Obviously, this is a time where all of these communications companies need to step up and know that every American is doing the best that they can, and people are at home, kids are at home, everyone's using a lot more data to stay connected, to get news, to work, and in some cases, a lot of kids are doing schooling from home using data, so everybody's data has gone just through the roof. And so I think it's a good thing that Verizon has said that they're going to add this. You're not going to notice it on your bill, and you will not notice any extra charges for it. So I think that's a good thing.
Good. That is a good thing. watch Netflix with friends, but remotely with something called Netflix Party. Let's find out how that works.
The Geek Out.
Gathering with a group of friends at the house to Netflix and chill was a pretty common cultural exercise before COVID-19, but now with a Chrome browser extension, everybody can Netflix party self-isolation style. All you do is fire up Netflix in Chrome, pick something to watch, and send the generated link to friends who can now throw their snarky remarks in the chat window off to the right. You can invite as many or as few people as you wish, and yes, all of this is probably a bit old school chat room style, but is a good solution for people that want a shared viewing experience in real time. It's called Netflix Party. It's free to download, and we've posted a link to it on Twitter at The Geek Out.
The all-new Highlander comes equipped with 5 USB ports, perfect for fully charging everyone's smartphone. No phone is dying on your watch. That's how you go Highlander. Toyota, let's go places. May not be compatible with all mobile phones, MP3 WMA players, and like models.
All right, here's something that's kind of cool, Victoria. Streaming the Northern Lights. How's that going to work?
This is very cool. So a lot of people are looking for different content to watch at home while we're all stranded. Obviously, you know, this is something that's super educational and beautiful for kids as well. If you are at home and you want to watch something other than Netflix and chill, explore.org and Polar Bears International are both live streaming the Northern Lights. And so the live camera is actually located at the Churchill Northern Study Center in Manitoba, Canada. And it's situated directly under the Aurora Oval, so you can see amazing views of emerald green curtains of light in the Arctic sky. It's absolutely gorgeous. I checked on this yesterday. It's really cool. And the best times to view it are when it's obviously darkest, so between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. Eastern time, so you can adjust that. That's actually the best time to see all of the incredible colors. And also on explore.org, you can check out 5 different national parks. You can take a video tour, also very educational for the kids. They have, it's led by rangers, and it's pre-recorded. And the tours journey through fjords and volcanoes and caverns and coral reefs. Really, really wonderful, beautiful things to appreciate about our incredible planet. And so obviously all these national parks are now closed down to visitors, so this is a great time to virtually tour 5 different, you can also 5 different of the gardens across the world that are considered to be the most gorgeous gardens. So if gardening is your thing, can also tour that on explore.org. So lots of really
lot
cool
of
content.
I'm going to find some land and do a lot of gardening. I think that's going to be a good thing.
I hope so.
Young kids learning how things grow at home, parents going by little seeds here and there and plant them. That is a good thing. All of this is good. DJV show time is 59 after. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.